fanny pack, nigga? Damn.
I got the fanny. I got that. We know that.
I got the pack.
Unless, and with that, we gonna snap back. Good evening, good morning, good night, good ride. Wherever you may be, good vibes. I'm out here, you know what I'm saying?
That bell, that chime.
I'm out here with J Bell. Now, y'all may not know him, folks, but I'm gonna tell you what. You better listen. You better listen.
Yes, sir. You heard?
Yeah, you heard? This is Your Heard Radio, where your life moves from the verb of the words. That's the actions of your words. Ooh. And with that being said, change your brain, change your body.
You know?
Now, what does that mean to you? Change your brain, change your body.
What does that mean for you?
When I think of that, I'm like, if I want to change my body, I got to think of specificity. What I'm trying to change.
Ooh, I like that. You know, with 2021, everyone said we're losing our vision, but really we're just seeing what our vision is.
Ooh, shit.
Oh, shit.
You know, we're testing it.
Oh, that's a sizzle.
That's one thing. I'm glad we got 2021 here, because 2020 showed us everything that we could do. You know, so what do you really want for yourself?
I mean, damn. When I think about what I want for myself, I want good posture off top. Like,
ooh.
I don't be, I'm like catching myself. I'm slouchy. I'm small, you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to stretch more. Like, I really want to take it serious. I haven't got to that point, but I'm really trying to take stretching as serious as people take going to the gym.
That's good.
Even if I could just, if I could do the splits, pause. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
there's strength and flexibility.
I know I have to be in a good place in my life if I'm able to do a split. You know what I mean? Like, for real.
I hear you though. Cause that's just like, you know, like I was talking about it the other day. It's like the way we evolve.
Mm-hmm.
How are we evolving? You know, like we evolved from once to be really hairy, but now we're like slimmed down, toned, just beautiful people.
Whoa.
Everyone's just beautiful people.
It was Neanderthals, cavemen, huh?
You know what I mean? But now, a lot of us work at desks.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So now we evolved to get this, like, hunchback.
Like a sloth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're slowing down. So
wait,
that's
so, hey, what you're bringing up right now is very imperative. Like, what you're talking about is, like, I want to say, like, nature, right? Like how we evolve to our environment and whatnot. Like,
yeah,
people that are in the cold be hairier.
Yeah.
And like, if I grew up in Florida, I might be more like, I don't know, immune to sweat or a humidity, like, just,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then, and then like creatures that stay in dark places learn to see better, hear with their eyes, or, you know, right, with their ears and shit like that.
So we adapt to all kinds of different situations.
Yeah, well, shit, I'm definitely not trying to adapt into some office rat. I'm not trying to be I wanna do bigger than where I'm at. All
right. Right.
And like, as we all do, if you're listening, I'm sure like you're listening for something bigger in life. You feel me? And like, yeah, you just found it. You heard?
Yeah. I hear
you
that.
Are bigger than life.
You are bigger than life. You are bigger than your insecurities. You are bigger than what it is to be big. Let me tell you something, young one, old one, fine one, resilient one. You are now listening to Your Heard Radio, where life moves from the verb of your words. That is the actions of your words, the actions of your thoughts, these ideas. Let's not get too deep, because as you know, you're still listening to an episode and not just my thoughts. So,
if you, just in case you needed to hear that, I mean, you know, I'm kind of,
yeah,
you just need to hear that. But hey, I'm gonna bring it back. So, when I say this, I go, all right, what is it that makes us bigger? It's the cheddar, the bread, the Nero, however you want to say it. Say money in different ways throughout this podcast.
Right.
I don't want to hear money.
That, that gouda, that cheese, that guap, that mula.
Yeah,
you
that,
know what
oof.
I mean? Yeah, everybody always thinks we got to get all that. Because
ain't nothing more important than the mula. Hey, you know the vibes, that is nothing more important. To society, right?
Because it solves problems.
But here's a sick truth about it. It can solve problems, or at least your problems, like whether it may be debt, whether it may be a hospital bill,
right?
Whether, Or there may be something like, I'm trying to support my mom, my auntie, my grandma, whomever.
Okay, right.
It all comes back right. to it. Even when you don't want it, even if you go like, yo, money's evil. So
are you taking health or wealth?
Health, all the way.
Okay.
Because like, I don't know how many wealthy people I have to hear say, hey, I've got to the money and life was lonely or something. And
right.
Yeah, people like us jumping off rocks into waters on the lake, like on a simple day.
That's the best part about it, though. Mm. You know, it's those experiences, though.
But all right, but coming from being happy in the experience I live with the people I'm around me, right?
Okay.
Like going, like I'm happy with life. Like I'm not out here trying to look at, I'm happy with my simple life, right? Let's say that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: I want to experience the rich shit. Like, yeah. As normal, like, I want to just be like, hey, let's go jet ski.
Yeah.
And then let me get this, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this escargot. Like, I wonder, when I go to the restaurant, it's the type where the server is explaining the menu. Sir, today what we have is a chef brulee, broccoli, with a chef, And we finish it off with a nice glaze of, and I'm like, whoa, the way you describe that, and you don't even have an American accent. Like, I don't even need to look at the menu. Whatever you recommend, I'm just allergic to onions, right?
Bro, that's funny you say you're allergic to onions because I've never liked onions. And then, like, all of a sudden, I just started liking onions. The way that you saute them up
on.
And everything.
Let's take
though.
A moment, y'all. Hold on. We just got to. I love that. See, this man's taste buds evolved. And, like, yeah. You know, it's just a thing. Oh, I hate broccoli. I hate something. Then finally, when that day happens, when someone enjoys, like, well, you've been trying to tell them that guacamole's fire, but they're like Greg, he needs to open his eyes, like his third eye. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
You don't even, for sure. And when I say Greg, like, this man here don't even eat sauce for chicken nuggets because he don't trust sauce.
He's simple.
You know what I'm saying? So when the day he come in and say, yo, that honey mustard slap.
Ooh,
That's gonna be a changer.
You heard?
Yo, so hey, that yeah, there's
Chick-fil-A
people out there that
sauce,
people
know?
Don't like tomatoes, you know. So there's people that don't
right.
like.
Right.
It's crazy when someone don't like what you love, you know.
Right.
And you just want to, but they go, someone cooked it for me and it was terrible. And then you be like, but let me cook it for you. And then they be like, you think you special?
Yo, we're saying that though. There's a lot of scientific facts behind like food. And how we eat and where we get it from.
Okay.
Like, even just, like, the soil, you know, the environment.
Ooh, stop it. Yeah, now when you say that, right, how do we get thrown off with anything that says organic? You know, I feel like I'm doing, like, myself a favor, world a favor. But when you find out what can fit under that word,
right,
where it may not truly be all the way organic, like, it's like, oh, organic, right. Like, it's OG, but, yeah, we're throwing this in there and that. And that.
Right, you know? They got all these amendments.
I don't even know what I'm looking for when I'm like, all right, no GMO. Gluten free.
You know what a good way to go into is just to say, if you read the back of the ingredients and you can't pronounce anything on there, then damn. You probably shouldn't be eating it.
Hey,
that's why Greg's simple.
Yo, hey, you know what? There's a lot I can't pronounce on this, but like, but I tasted it before.
Right.
And it was fire.
Right.
I really got to get to it because I'm still doing processed food. Like, at the end of the day, I'm still getting food that's pre-made at Trader Joe's, like, in the frozen section.
Yeah.
And I have to get to a place where I'm making everything fresh, but it's just.
So when you go to the grocery store, like do you got, like, a routine that you start off with?
Oh, for sure. Frozen food section.
That's your first stop?
I mean, all right, grocery store is the milk, oat milk and regular milk, right?
Right.
Because regular milk for the tea in the morning and oat milk for the smoothies, because I'm on that smoothie life now. So that's a necessity. Like, I'm like, if I don't got 6 carts of oat milk in my fridge, then, like, when I go to the grocery store, I'm like, let me get 4 carts. I only got 2 in the fridge. Like, it just needs to be a row of oat milk.
Yeah.
I'm making that much smoothies. And then after that, I mean, I definitely go to the frozen food section. Like,
for real.
I go straight, I mean, outside of getting strawberries. And, like, now I'm addicted to cuties. Like, because I'm trying to do more natural sweets instead of getting, like, hot Cheetos and stuff like that now, you know? I'm out here trying to get things like, all right, oranges, like, I don't treat myself to oranges. But.
Speaking of Trader Joe's, have you had those cilantro lime, like, Takis?
Oh,
have
yeah.
Have you had those?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I'm taking those over hot Cheetos.
Oh.
I evolved. I'm taking it over.
It's so crisp. It leaves that zest in, like, after every taste, you know?
Yeah.
damn, like, because I be eating those spicy chips until I can't, like, till my tongue turns to, like, sandpaper.
For real.
Like, I be squinching. I like when it makes me squinch, where I'm like, I need a drink. Like,
yeah.
Hey. All right, so this is my new addiction. In honor of trying to drink more water, which, for fellas, as I've read, 3.3 liters on average, you know, depending on your size, it could be a little more, a little less, but let's just go off of that. 3.3 liters, and women, 2.2 liters of water.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, this is what I'm challenging you to do. All right, I'm stuttering on my words. This is what I'm challenging you to do. I want you to look at whatever water bottle you intake water from, or even if it's just those regular water bottles, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I want you to see
how... You should really invest if you have, don't have a Hydro Flask or some kind of off-brand Hydro Flask. It ain't even got to be the Hydro Flask.
Oh.
Invest in you a reusable water bottle because they be hitting.
Hey, water hits different out key. Yo, it hits different out the flask.
Oh, yeah.
It's fresher out the flask.
It's like, cold. It stays cold.
It stays cold. When you throw like 3 ice cubes in there, it'll last for 2 days.
2 days, bro.
Yo, your thing still, hey, especially, right, when you have that jaw next to the bed.
Who?
And you wake up at that 2:30 a.m. that this shit busts.
Slap, it be dripping down the sides, you know. It don't even matter. You just be so thirsty.
Hold on. This is how it goes. Here it goes. That shit busting.
Hey,
it'd be like 2:22 in the morning, like that's some random shit. With like, it'd be the day you wake up when you grab the gallon jug and you almost drink the whole gallon.
Bro, I've been so bad lately. I just leave the cap off mine when I put it at the nightstand. I don't even close the cap.
Hey, you're risky. It just take that one accidental and you know what happened.
Boop.
Hey, oh my gosh. Hey, speaking of which, like, I mean, there's a thing. Is this when you drink too much water and you hear it in your belly?
Yeah.
When you walk and you hear, you're like, yo, it didn't process. It's just, when I just thought of this right now, it's weird to think, like, when I eat food and chew it, like, it's going through me, but I'm not really thinking about that. I know I see it whenever I look at a science book and you see the little squiggly intestines or whatever. Yeah. He's like, oh, it goes through us and, like, breaks down somewhere down there, but to think it's really going down, like, from when I swallow, like, how fast, like, did the water, like, how long did it really take?
Like, I be thinking about that, too. It's like, okay, I'm using the restroom. Is this from the coffee I had this morning, or is this from the 16-ounce water bottle I just ate? Like, which one is it?
How can it be so quick, like, when you do something, like, I know, like, for some people, it's like when they smoke cigarettes, or other people, it's like coffee. They're like, when I coffee, I'm gonna release, you feel me? And like they just know it to a T. It's like, wait, you don't drink coffee and then you just don't shit? Or like you're like, oh, I didn't drink my coffee, so it's not gonna happen at 9:30. When people have schedules and they know.
Yeah, that I guess that has to do with changing your brain and changing your body.
Oh, deep. All right, and that's just one of the books we're gonna recommend today. I grabbed some random books off my bookshelf, like fortunate for me, like my last roommate blessed me with books. Like he actually really, I mean, besides being raised as a library baby, my mom always took me there and whatnot. So I give her big credit to books. I just never really went out of my way to just buy books for myself for fun.
I hear that.
Which I need to get into.
Yeah.
And like when I think of the time of earning AR points and then, I don't know, like reading books for fun, like one of the top books for me is Aragon. I mean, I didn't get into Harry Potter, but I definitely was reading, like, looking forward to those big, colorful dragon books. Like, I was like, because I know the story. Roaring Strong Hammer, you know?
I think my favorite book in that genre is The Sisters Grimm. Have you heard of that? It's like a 5-part book, and I read it in, like, 5th grade, read all of them.
Ooh.
I was like, oh, it's the best, but I need to get into more books.
Hey.
Like, one thing I asked for Christmas and my birthday, I was like, give me a Dr. Sebi book. Because Dr. Sebi was, like, huge on, like, what you eat. And how you treat your body has to do with your health.
Oh, man.
And so I just wanted to, like, see his knowledge. And I took psychology classes, too. So I'm all into, like, the thought process behind everything.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm just trying to understand that first. And then I'll have the more knowledge, the more power to go and attack.
Hey, and well, health. We're back at it. Yeah.
Back at
it
health.
Is the food that we eat, right?
Right. It is.
Oh, man. All right. When you said that, like, all right, change your body, change your brain. All right, Dr. Somali, like, here we go.
Are we changing our brain to drink coffee so we poop?
Yeah, all right. Like, it's just, it's crazy. It is crazy. And then the way we react to things, like when we have diarrhea, you know, I'm not trying to take anyone out, but when we have, you know, certain responses, like sweating, like to have a fever, to like get your body hot enough to kill the bacteria. Now I can't help but think of Osmosis Jones when my body's fighting sickness or whatever. I'm like, there's a white blood cell that's actually a black police officer in my body, like fighting for like equality.
Yeah.
In there. At and the same time,
we
while
prepared
it.
We prepared that white blood cell to blood cell to attack these diseases.
Hold on. I'm about to get sick on you, all right? So here it is. We got blood cells, right?
Right.
Fighting for equality, all right, like just right. Fighting for the right to be treated equal, yes. While defending our body against viruses, all right,
yes.
And then yet here we are, a cell on this earth, you know what I mean, like, ooh. We could be like we like in we're in the bigger, like, what if this is what the cells in our body, every little thing that creates us, right, is just another earth, you know what I mean, like this,
yeah.
Because like we're going to work and some of us aren't, some of us disabled, some are collecting unemployment. You
but
know,
we're
what
all
saying?
Still here though. We're all contributing.
We're all contributing.
You know what I mean? You got to find that so one then, piece of happiness in everything you do.
When I think you know of it, mean? I'm like,
if it's stretching every day and that makes you happy, we got to start stretching every day.
Yo, okay. So what I don't understand is cancer. You know what I mean? Like when, like that came to mind when I was thinking of these cell things. I'm like, it made me think like how cancer is like, what is it, like a cell that keeps reproducing that doesn't have no business reproducing, like, and that's the problem. Like, it's like, oh, your body's making all these things that's creating this like lump or this out of, it's creating all these things that we can't stop from keep being created, and it's traveling through you, like, essentially is what I keep.
That makes me bring up my question though, health or wealth? Because, you know, because for cancer, for example, I feel like people who have, you know, blessed enough to have extra money,
yeah,
can afford to be cancer free. Like, you know, bless Ron Rivera, but he's an NFL head coach, right? But he's cancer free. And give a man, that guy was going through some tough times. Like shout out to him. Like, but yeah. He's cancer free, you know, but is it because he had money to be able to go do those treatments?
Mm.
So are you taking health? Are you taking wealth? Because in that example, wealth can't take over health right there. Like, wealth is making you healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man. When you brought wealth and health in that same sentence, where that took my head right now was how we pay for treatments, right? And how expensive a hospital is, like an ambulance.
Bro.
Ambulance is like easily two racks. You don't know when someone's calling for you. And you're just thinking, oh, just call 911 now. After you experience something like that, I know someone, you could be damn near like not breathing. You'd be like, yo, call me the Uber. I don't care. XL.
Yeah.
I don't care how, whatever the tab is. It's like still 20 times less than an ambulance.
Yeah.
Even if the tab was 140.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The ambulance, two racks. So you're like, and even when you don't want to take it, it's like you just get in that thing, you're getting the check.
That's like having a baby too. Like, I heard a baby now, to have a baby in the United States is like 10 racks.
Really?
10 racks to have a baby.
Stop it.
I swear. That's why a lot of people, you know, they're going more to like the, like, I feel like right now this 2020 put people on this like health GoFundMe for yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
so everyone's trying to better themselves. And so like women.
So we birthing our kids in the bathtub?
Yeah.
Dang.
At home births.
All you need is a hot towel and like a water bucket from what I hear in the movies.
And a midwife. Don't forget the midwife.
Yeah.
You got to get the midwife out there too for some support. You know what I mean? But I heard like it's like life changing, like those kind of things. Like,
yeah,
they're crazy, you know?
Whoa. No, the power power of birth is incredible. I mean,
shout out to all women, by the way. You guys are empowered.
Yeah, that's powerful.
You know,
you can't undefeated. It's undefeated.
You know, it takes two.
Yeah.
It always takes two.
Man, so men were, we've been tools since the dawn of time. Like, we're just an instrument for another human to be born. Like, we don't process the birth, you know?
No.
We're just like a, like in the store, when you use one of those tag guns, that's how it feels to be a man. Right. Like, you just tag a bottle, like, tick, tick. Like, you're just like,
you're just Steph Curry, right? We're out here, Steph Curry.
Like, you're not doing the incredible part or just the process in it.
Right. I saw a woman who was having triplets, and her stomach looked like a watermelon. Like, you know, we're in Texas, right? You know those big watermelons in the summertime?
Yeah.
Like, they're like a foot and a half long, and they're just right in the front of the grocery store, and you're like, I'm going to get this watermelon because it's so big. I've never seen a watermelon this big. Like, they're huge in Texas.
Yeah.
And I swear her stomach was probably a good, like, 2 feet out. I was like, that's amazing. That's some crazy back strength.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow.
Three triplets.
Yeah, triplets. Oh, man.
That's like 30 pounds.
Hey, first off, all right, for the folks out there accidentally having kids, you know, like, it's one thing to come to fathom, like, all right, when you're like, like, damn, all right, we're having a kid. Oh, hey, you know what? I'm gonna love, like, this was a part of the plan, but it must happen for a reason. Like, we got this. Like, I'm gonna just, you know, cancel my Xbox Live account and like a few other little things, and we, you know, subsidize payments from here to there. You feel me? And you know, we're gonna get through this. I think the finances are gonna make it, right? And then, bam. Triplets. Oh, shit. He's like, triple the diapers, triple the babies. You only got two titties, bro. Okay. You only got two.
Okay, I got a question for that, though. So let's say someone got triplets compared to someone who got a family that got three kids at three separate times. Is it, like, more work to have triplets, or is it more work to have three kids at three separate times? Oh, that's
good. Hey, so that right there.
You know, like, are you taking care of it all in one? Or like, you aiming for triplets now? Like let's say the wife's like, babe, I want three kids. I only want three kids. Are you saying like, okay, we're going triplets? Like, we're shooting threes.
Oh, hold on. All right. So here's a good thing, right? All right. Wow. That could be a really good algebra problem right there.
Yeah.
So, because it's like, one is in brackets. So it's like, one is like 3 + 3. Like, but here it is, like 1 + 1 + 1. Or 3 × 1. They're both 3.
Right.
You know what I mean? But you're staggering it. You know, wow. Because if you end up having 3 kids in total, right, at some point, whether you get the shotgun blam, blow, triplet, or you do the handgun, bow, 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 triplet, you know? I mean, three kids. In the long run, like, are you spending the same amount of money, you know?
Right.
Like, they all got to go through college, high school, but they're all going in 1 year. It's like, all right, here it goes. Having triplets is like having a high premium, like, on everything. Like, because you're doing 3 times. Like, all right, we're going to Chuck E. Cheese. You always, at minimum, you drop at 41, where the other guy who has the one kid right now can just do the 10 for one kid, you know?
Exactly.
You're like, so
exactly.
You always dropping, like, bread for all of them to have the same experience. And God forbid, they all want different experiences. Yeah. I want to play football. I hear all the football pads. All those football pads, all that stuff for like 3 kids. If they're all like, and then
they want to play soccer. And then you know we're going to put them in hockey.
Hey, you better not get them church clothes dirty. That's all I'm saying. You only got one pair of nice jeans, but.
You heard?
Oh, no. Wow. Oh, man. No. Yeah, but, you know, I got a pup. German Shepherd, looked like a black bear. You
how
know
is how's the parent life?
The parent life is beautiful.
So so how long have you had your dog for?
I've had a dog for about a month and a half.
How's the responsibility though?
Alright, so here's the thing. You have to do things you don't want to do. Like, you know, like your dog has to pee and you gotta take it out. Like, you have to take it out to pee. Or you gotta, like, go, damn it, I'm gonna just lay here. I don't care if he pees or she pees, you know, like, you don't care if your pet pees. So that's where it comes. But that's the difference also between when people go, like, it's practice for a human. I mean, it is practice for a human baby, but at the same time, put respect on the baby's name. You feel me? Like, you ain't putting your, you're not keeping your baby in a pen when you're tired of it. But with the dog, you can do it and it's okay. But, you, and that's not abuse. You just can't do it for longer than a few hours, you know, hours at a time.
Right.
But, you know, where, yeah, if you're tired of your baby, like, nah, like, that's kind of abuse. You know what I mean? Like, so it's not really the same, but.
See, I'm one of those people where I have to, like, have everything in order first before I can get it. Like, I've been wanting a dog for so long just to have that own, just, like, that come home to something and they happy to see you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, it's like, man, I got a fence in my yard, or I got to build a fence first, or, like, I got to get a dog bed first.
No.
Or I got to get the dog kennel first. Like, I'm one of those. It's like, it's,
well,
like,
no, yeah, when you about to, you get those things, and then you definitely get excited about things you want to get when you have it, you know, because then you're like, dang, I never thought to get the wipes, but, or whatever. Things start coming in, the shampoo, the dry shampoo, the different treats.
Ooh, you start thinking, the scented bags.
Yeah, oh, yeah, lavender scent, baby.
Ooh.
Recyclable, biodegradable, flex. It's all about, like, doing good. I start getting gassed on, like, all the ways I can help. By how I consume something differently. Like, yeah, give me that paper straw. But not after an hour, though.
Right.
I'm using that quick, and then it's out my cup. Like, I don't let it soak. You don't let it. Come on. Like, noobs.
I feel that. I've been trying to start composting. But it's really hard.
I haven't evolved quite there yet. Like,
it's hard.
It is.
And sometimes you live in certain areas where they don't do even recycling.
Yeah.
So then it's like, you know, I'm like physically hurting the earth when I could recycle. You know,
like, littering and recycling, I bet feels equivalent to voting. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's something small we can all do, but we are here, like, it probably don't even make a difference if I don't pick this up or pick it up, you know, right, in the grand scheme of things. But when in actuality, we all littering, like, it makes a difference. Yeah, like, so,
because when everybody thinks like that, you know, there's masses in numbers.
Yeah. I'd be asking myself, like, am I just going to one day volunteer and just start picking up trash around my neighborhood? Am I there yet?
Yeah.
I'm not there yet, but.
Could be, though.
But just pushing this out there, maybe some of y'all, like, might just grab a piece of litter, like, in front of your house or in front of your neighbor's house. Just something just, like, and feel good about yourself after, like, I know it was just two little plastic bottles or, like, a Frito bag, but
I feel that.
It did something.
Bro, the story to go off of that, I was helping my neighbors, and this neighbor got a big-ass, like, Great Dane.
Yeah.
Like, a big, big dog. Like, the dog's 100-plus pounds. Like,
so,
this.
Hey, you're building, like a cabin with those shits.
He's huge. Given he's, like, 4 feet tall. Three and a half, four feet tall. But he came out of the gate. I said, oh, shoot. But good Samaritan, good neighbor, I went over there and put the dog back in. And, man, that was so tough. It was so tough. But I was like, that's good. Like, wow. I wasn't picking something up, but he might have lost his dog. You know, he got.
Hold on. How did you have the, like, courage to walk up to a Great Dane? Have you met this Dane before?
No, but I've seen him. And he knows, so he can see over the fence, right? Because the fence is only about 3 feet, four feet. So he can see over the fence. So he sees me every time I come home. You know what I mean? And then sometimes when the owner comes, I give him waves. So I'm trying to, like, you know, let the dog know that I'm cool with the owner. And then I was just like, I think I knew his name. I think it's like Brad or something. So I was like, Brad, go get in there, Brad. And he, like, knew. And he just, like, barked. And I was like, oh, shoot. What am I going to do? Do I run?
Yeah.
No. And I just kind of just, like, stopped. And then he got nervous and just went back. And I was like, okay. And he went back home, and I just closed the gate real quick. I said,
wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Home.
Yo, like, the dog thing, bro, like, yeah, like the sense, you know, of like, staying still or running. Like, I was always the type to risk it all. If I was running from a dog and I had no fence or nowhere to go, I'm willing to break someone's car. Like, jump. Like, I've jumped on people's cars. I try to do it softly, but. I think about the times where what if I slipped on the hood and went through the shield, like, and I would have been like, a dog chased me, like, I probably would have done a hit and run, like, just, like, sprinted home. Like, I know I sound like a fuck boy. Anyone know in the car? I own a car, too, but, hey, your life is on the line. You're like, fuck your car.
It'd always be the chihuahuas, too, the little tiny dogs that got all the all bark.
No. But let a big dog chase me, like, for real, like a pit or a rot, a Doberman, like a German Shepherd. Like, let one of them big-looking, the massive something, like the muscular, like just something that's just mean-looking. I'm jumping on a car, like, I be thinking, because I'm, like, the thought of getting chewed up is just too...
It's not worth it.
But,
I'll pay the insurance for the $500 windshield.
But, shit, if I jump up on the car and they jump up on the car after me, like, it's smart enough to jump off the head to the I'm like, yo, take me.
This is my
go
time.
Go for the neck, like, make it quick.
Is that how it is, though, being the owner?
Yeah, no. My whole purpose is just...
Is that you nervous of, like, if your dog goes and does something like that to somebody? Like, are you, like, when you take your dog for a walk, are you, like, stressed and, like, oh, she might do something or she might snap?
No. I'm more scared for other dogs. That's the thing. Because you see other dogs snap at, like, they'll be like, oh, they don't like dogs or whatever their experience is. So, like, my dog getting scarred by another dog snapping it, that's probably what I'm scared of. And then right now... Her mind is so young, I'm training her not to be immune to all that, you know, with the treats. Shout out to Zach George. That man right there is just someone I listen to for, like, dog training, Z-A-K George. Like, yo, the treats and that yes, like, that right there, yes. That's how you, whenever your dog does something good, yes. Treat. Yes. It stands out, something different and simple to say so that you don't get burnt out saying it. So that's why, because you could be like, good girl, good boy, you know, but you got to just hit them with the yes, treat.
Ooh.
It's like a signal, like a click.
That's smooth.
Yeah. And then, just train their mind. Any dog can be trained, but it just requires patience.
Right.
Yeah, it don't happen in a day, and you just do your 10 minutes, your 15, just do your little reps, you know?
Right.
Just do your little reps, get them, you know.
So a lot of people right now, they're working from home. So a lot of people are getting new dogs. You know what I mean?
Well, and right there, that right there is an example of economics. You know, kind of connecting the idea of, like, this is the trend of what people are doing.
Yeah.
So more people are buying, or more people are likely to listen to a podcast on Monday because it's slow, like connecting their life habits. What normally happens on Mondays, people go to work, they don't, you know.
Yeah.
And that's good. The start of, like, the ideas of things that help it make sense. So, yeah, you're right. So, looking in the shelters, like, I was looking for a pup. A lot of them, it was hard to get because the waiting list, it'd be like a waiting list. Because, again, it's like, well, why is there a waiting list? Because people working from home, they're like, I can, like, work and, like, take care of a dog. Like, watch it, I'll be home with it all day. I want something to cuddle. I'm not going out. I want a fun. So you got to, like, yeah, but, you know. But, yeah, with that, just patience and, you know, it'll be fine. Biggest one, dogs bite and shit. Like, trying to bite your couch, trying to bite your shoes or just stuff. Like, everything that you just get annoyed. Like, bro, like, put the sock down. Like, I just took it out of your mouth. Like, I gave you your bone. But now, always when you sleep, a cord. One, like, watch, Apple Watch charger done.
Ooh.
Chewed through. And they can get through that in seconds type shit. Like, how long you think it need them to chew to just go through your little phone charger? It's like, bite, done.
I'm saying a good 30 minutes.
And just give them 4 minutes or less. Like, you know, like with their teeth just chewing a little thin-ass cord. Like, I'm like, all in all, probably, like, it takes just the first 30 seconds for them to just make a tear in it where it's already bent.
Ooh.
Like, and then before a minute, like, because they don't have to chew it long. You're like, ah, ah, ah. And you're like, fuck, done. Got to keep, you know. And you mad at them, and that's where patients are. You can't be like, yo, because they don't know. Even when you're like, yo, and like when I had a family dog, I'd be like, yo, you fucked this up. Like, look what you did. Like, I want them to, like, I guess understand my language. But ultimately, you can only speak to them through treats. You know, when they do something good.
So what do you do? So how do you?
How do you
readdress? Or
there's what you do. You toss it in front of them. So now that cord's like a practice cord or whatever. Like, you wiggle it. If they go for it, you say drop it or stop, one of those words, and then you just pull it out their mouth, or you know, like when their mouth opens, give them a treat. You can only train them with positive stuff. So you just got to give them a treat. So what I do is, like, I'll take my shoe and I'll throw it in front of my dog on purpose, and she'll start to bite it, like, regular, like, ah, and I'll go, stop. And then we're like, if she's still chewing 2 or 3 more times, I'm like, stop. And as soon as she, like, drops it out of her mouth, even if it's on accident, I give her a treat because, like, oh, it went out your mouth. And I do it again, and then you repeat it. Do it, like, do that little thing, like, maybe 10, 20 times. Ooh. And then by, like, the 15th time, you'll know that they'll get into a pattern. Like, they'll open their mouth, and then they get a treat. And you're like, oh, you get them excited again. So, like, you wiggle it all in their face, throw it in front of them. They snap on it, and then you pull it out. Like, you don't pull it. That's the thing. You don't want to pull it out their mouth. You want them to, like, naturally drop their mouth. So you try to distract them, snap your finger, something to be like, drop it, snap your finger. Try to find a way, like, make your eyes big, something that'll get their attention where they, like, drop it naturally. So they just look at you and drop it, and you're like, good. Here it is. Bam, I give it to you.
Ooh.
And then get them to bite it and be like, stop. And they do it like that. And it feels good. That's like an achievement point. And then one day you'll say it and it'll be like natural. It'll be quick. It'll be like, they just let it go. It wasn't you. Like, going, come on. Like, you know, and then that's when you've made it. You're like, yo, I can command this dog to do that. To think, like, people have their dogs grab them a beer out the fridge.
Yeah, I've seen stuff like that.
And that's as simple as this. Like, when you get yours, you can get the ambition. It's not, you don't need to go to some crazy $600 school, or training or something. All you have to do is be persistent. And you may not have, like, an hour of time a day, like, just something where you're like, oh, I know I'm going to do 2 hours, like, after work. But you have every moment you're with the dog to train them. You don't have to get into a, like, because sometimes it's like, but it's good to have, like, you know, just even 15 minutes is enough. Like, for, like, 10 minutes, if you set a timer, like, hey, Siri, set timer for 10 minutes.
Rosé, sit. Oh, you don't want to sit? Push the butt down. Bow. Okay. Sit. Good girl. Yes. Good girl. You're not like the other dogs. You're my dog. You hear me? You're obedient. You are brilliant. And yes, I look forward to your licks. It means I'm doing my job right. And as your owner, I dedicate my life's work to making you the best of 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 the best. Best that they've ever seen. Don't let any other dog out there tell you you can't not listen to me. Don't let them tell you to be rowdy. You follow, and you shall only follow, the voice of this household. Are you inspired? I've said enough. Let that dog.
Yeah, that's it. That's a vibe. That's life.
That's a flex.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. Sit is always my go-to.
Yeah, that's it. Because they all can do it. They just know. My butt touched the ground, I eat. Like, that's all they're thinking. And this stranger says, butt to ground, I'm eating. Yeah. This is walk up to people, sit, and just sit, 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 sit.
Oh, that's funny.
Dang. Yo, like, man, all right. So when I think of this, like, all right, a dog. I think of having a dog, a cat. These motherfuckers laying around my house paying no rent, all right?
None.
Like, they're living that life, and it reminded me of the life we had just being in high school. Mm. Or maybe for some folks, even in college, being able to live with your parents. But for sure, high school.
Yeah.
You know, living with a guardian. I know, and I'm not taking for granted. There's some people that have raised themselves in high school, you know? So right. What I'm talking about, this luxury doesn't apply to them. So I'm not speaking to that, but I can at least explain that experience for those who've been independent for so long,
right.
You know, and shout out to you for making it and grinding without that guardian support, if that may be, or, you know, that one household. But for those, like, you know what I'm talking about, where you can go to school, your mama or someone raising you, and, you know, you ain't worried about toothpaste or whatever. Maybe if you're in high school and you get your first job as a senior and you're starting to get a few hundos in, like a little bread coming in, you're like, oh, I might just go to Vegas for my homies for whatever, or right. we going here or there.
I feel that.
And you don't got to think about, you was free. You could just wake up late on a Saturday. You know what I mean?
That's like what your 20s are, though. Your 20s are kind of figuring out, you know, who you are. That's what your 20s are for.
You know who you are, though?
Well, it's that point where you're trying to balance between being young and having fun, but then also being grown and adult and having responsibility.
And one, the first thing when I think of responsibility is buying toothpaste, buying toilet tissue. I mean, during the pandemic, during the panorama, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I like that.
That's where toilet tissue was sold out. You know what I mean? And that's when we realized, like, the important things in life, wiping our ass. Like, if we gonna die, we ain't gonna die with a stinky ass or a wet ass, you know?
Nah.
Like, fuck all that. Like, sanitize my hands and wipe my ass. Like, I don't need the food.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it comes, that's the circle of life, too. You know, going off of that, like, when we're babies, we're getting taken care of by our parents, but when we get old, someone's taking care of us again. We're either in a nursing home, or you know, we got a caregiver or hospice. You know, shout out to all the nurses during this pandemic too.
Dang, all imagine the thought, like, we're not there yet, you know, but the thought of being grandparents.
Oof,
like, our kids have kids, and now they like, you okay? Like, you need me to get the dough for you? You know what I'm saying? And we just move and talk about this life we lived. In 2020, there was a pandemic and Trump was president.
That's going to be crazy.
Bro, Kobe passed away. Bron got a ring. Like,
I think that's so cool about life, though, is like how we go through all these experiences. And
these,
like,
times.
Being old is a blessing.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be old. You know what I mean? I can't wait to be old.
Hold up. We about to be steezing, like, old with the lineup.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be a different kind of breed. Like, millennial old folks, like, when we old, we're going to be, drip. Just.
Yeah. I feel that. No, I'm very blessed, too, because I've lived with my great, great, great aunt.
Wow. That's a few generations.
Yeah. That's, like, 4 generations, like, 5 generations.
Yeah.
And so that's crazy. And my great-great-grandma. I stayed with my great-great-grandma and my great-great-great-aunt.
So hold on. House. Great-great-grandma, right, been through, like, whites only.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy. Like, in your life, like, to just be like, yo, like, what, I couldn't. And then now she could go to that same city or same place and go both bathrooms, like, anything.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder, like, to think of. Again, like, going through those experiences of, like, oh, like, for maybe, who knows, like, 5 years of our lives, we were wearing face masks until the world really finally opened again and we didn't have to, or certain things like that. Like,
do you think face masks will ever go away, or everybody will just be like, okay, it's okay to wear a face mask? Like, we're in the airport, you know, airports are like, wear face masks all the time now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. It might. Whoa, it could be forever, huh? Well, I don't know about forever, but who knows? I mean, it's all like...
Do you think we're going to get so used to it to where it's just going to be, like, normal to us? We're just going to, like, oh, let me grab my mask now. Like, pandemic over. Yeah. You know, let's envision over.
Yeah.
Do you think people would be like, I'm still putting my mask on?
Yeah, for the memories, you know?
That future mask off going to go hard, though.
Yo. Stop it, boy. Hold on. Just... Everyone, I repeat, public announcement. The pandemic is over. The pandemic is over. We're just slowly coming in. Fucking mask off. Hey, it's going to be lit. Yo, the crazy mask off parties. Just. Hey.
We're going to do that. We're going to have a party. We're just gonna be like, come with the mask, and then we'll play this song once everybody gets here.
Hey, really though, like, how does it work? Like, someone's just gonna be like, based off of the numbers, allegedly, it's over. More people are cured than uncured, meaning that we can't die. Like, some of y'all might get it, but like, we just, you know, like, we straight. Like,
I feel like they're gonna come out and say something like, the amount of people that don't wear the correct masks haven't been up to par with what we want. You know, like, they're going to say something like, these are the only masks you can use, like the surgical mask. You know, everyone's wearing their buoys, their neck things, you know. So, I don't know, it'll be crazy to see, you know, where we go to.
Yeah, it'll be crazy to see where we go and how we live, you know what I'm saying? With that, let that boy live. So, we're getting to the point and where, you know, it's time to put people on, time to shout them out, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Let me not lather on too long. So, as I always do, I want to shout out, you know, local to global, Depop. All right, so for this one, I need y'all to go to the Depop app on your phone, Depop. Otherwise, you know, website, blase blah, Von Fitz, VonFitz, Von Fitz. That's my cuzzo, and I'm shouting out his Depop because he put me in the Depop game. If you're looking to make some passive, some side money, you know, it could be a career if you got the eye, if you got the vision. I mean, if you got the gift, like, I'm talking about recruiting, like, products like Kobe's and, you know, like, if you're the Greg Popovich of it, you know what I'm saying? It could be the job. But for those, like, I'll keep it G. Like, I probably make about $20 every 2 to 3 weeks. So, nothing, I'm not really pulling that. On average, maybe 30 on the app, maybe.
That's something.
So
I just downloaded the app. It only takes about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Hey, and sell your old shit. So, yeah, shout out to Vaughn. He has some videos. I'm going to have it tagged. I follow these videos, and I'm getting bread. That's all I got to say. With that being said, I want to do another Depop shout out. And J Bell, if anything comes to you as I go pull this up, please shout out someone. You know, it could be a spot, you know, just something that, you know, or a
local. I want to shout out to all the listeners, man.
Let's go.
Hey, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for taking the time to come here a vibe. You know, just keep those positive thoughts only, PTO, man.
Oh, here we are, Nobs. I'm going to do a shout out to Nobs. That's N-A-U-B-S-S-S. Now, the reason I want to shout out his page is, what I like is, first of all, he has kind of sportswear motivated stuff. Like, for example, the Supersonics. I'm a Seattle head, so off principle, that hits me. And he had some good basketball ones. So I did go ahead and purchase off his page. I had to get it. If you see it, it's sold to your boy. Life begins when the basketball season starts. Simple shirt, 90s vibe. Appreciate you. Shout out to you. Pleasure doing business with you. And with that being said, I got to leave you with something lasting. I mean, that's kind of the thing what we do around here.
Yes, sir.
So on that note, I made a vision board, so I'm going to suggest reading 20 minutes. I've been pushing that, promoting that. Grab a random book, whether it's an enjoyment book or a book that has nothing to do with anything you're interested in. Yeah. And just set timer for 20 minutes, and you'll be surprised. Now, on average, if you read these 20 minutes daily, you will get, what is it? How should I say?
Like, so many words you learn, right?
So many words will be like, thank you. There you go. Yeah, 20 minutes will expose you to 1.8 million words by the end of the year.
How many?
1.8 million.
Whoa.
If you do 5 minutes, 8,000 words.
Okay, that's something.
So just taking that time, and then you'll be out here talking about soliloquy, silhouette, symphonic, just... I hope that sounded intelligent. I hope that did.
What does ACAI spell?
ASIC? A-C-A-I.
Acai?
Acai. Damn, I don't know.
I think acai is a food. I might have spelled it wrong. Don't get me lying.
Acai. I couldn't even attempt that. In the spelling bee, I'd be like, I plead the fifth.
There's an accent, though. Don't forget, there's an accent.
Action. And I am playing with Duolingo. You know, this show is heavily French influenced.
Yes, sir.
Laissez vivre la petite garçon. Let that boy live, he said. Hey. Je pense donc je suis. I think, therefore, I am.
Yes, sir.
And what we have playing in the background is a lovely Christian Scott. You know, big influence. New Orleans, Nola, trumpet player. What's a good positive motto you want to leave him with, J-Bell? You know, something light?
Hey, positive motto for me, man, is y'all just keep going.
Keep going.
Look how far we came.
Yes.
Look how far we can go. Look how far there is to go. So let's just keep on going, man.
Hey, that's it.
Let's keep it pushing.
Keep it moving. Change your brain. Change your body.
Yes.
And with that, the things we spoke about will be tagged. So you have officially been swooned. Vibe out.
Thank you. Thank
you heard. Signing off. Let that boy, Leo.